Thanks for joining us for Help at Home's Meaningful Moments podcast series. I'm Barry Bernson. We're speaking with Chloe O'Connor, Help at Home's Vice President of Care Coordination. And Chloe, it seems like the program has a huge impact, not only for the client, but for the caregiver in supporting that client.
Absolutely. It's proving to be really impactful. Our caregivers in the care coordination program have a higher Net Promoter Score or NPS score. And we've actually found that the client population is really unengaged or dislocated from the healthcare system. And we've been able to engage with over 70% of the population on program, driving them to much needed resources and preventative care.
You mentioned earlier, Chloe, that caregivers can experience burnout or stress when their clients' needs are going unmet. Why is that? And how does care coordination help that?
Yes. As I mentioned, our caregivers spend an average of 20 hours a week in the homes of their clients, and they can be with them for, you know, up to 4 years. And so when they're spending this amount of time together, they really become like family, and they're taking their clients' care to heart. So if a client has needs related to their environment or a physical need, our caregivers really take on accountability and ownership of that. And when the need goes unmet, it increases the stress for the caregiver. So we're constantly looking for ways that we can help support our caregivers. And one example of this comes out of our Pennsylvania program. One of our clients has multiple comorbid conditions, including a previous stroke, which left him with weak core strength and limited mobility. So to transfer the client from one setting to another, the caregiver was having to bear a significant amount of the client's weight. And when our care team got involved, we were able to connect him with physical therapy, and through just a few short months, the client has seen a reduction in pain and improved mobility to the point that the caregiver is able to more easily support the transfers. Now, this is just an example of physical stress that our caregivers may be under, but we've also seen an impact across clients and caregivers who are supporting behavioral health needs or severe mental illness and needs related to health equity and social determinants.
So, Chloe, are you finding that these layers of support, this village of support, are making an impact for your caregivers?
We have a client with severe mental illness who's being cared for by a family caregiver. And this client has struggled with treatment plan adherence. And it was really weighing on the family caregiver to not only support their client on a day-to-day basis with the supportive activities of daily living, the meal prep, the housekeeping, but also being that authority figure of ensuring the client is adhering to their treatment plan. And when our care team was involved, they were able to transfer that responsibility to our team so that there's a third-party accountability. Now the client is actually calling our nurse every time they go in for treatment, and it's really helped alleviate some tension amongst the client and that family caregiver. So introducing the nurse has not only created more education around the importance of adhering to the treatment plan, but also alleviated some of the stress that the caregiver feels in ensuring that their client is receiving the right medications on a consistent basis. Help at Home really has a culture of caring for the caregivers, and we in care coordination are happy to be just one of the ways that we are supporting the wonderful caregivers who allow our clients to age with dignity at home.
Thanks, Chloe O'Connor, for explaining how Help at Home is focused on transforming the way personal care is delivered through this care coordination strategy. To learn more about care coordination, join us for future podcasts and visit helpathome.com/care-coordination to learn more. I'm Barry Bernson.